Kinos Tisha B'Av Tavshin Ayin, Kino Tazayin Shmuel Bisk.
Parallels the process of Zuriyah. little drop that we have, and it's dissolving even a little bit that we have. That sets the tone for moving forward. Yalka tells us, Mitoich lefila kima. Mitoich lefila ora. The Medrash of Shacharit Tov says, Ilule shiyashavti b'choshech v'lo haya ora li shachoyich b'shachazeh ein tchilaso chashkas el tachliso tzmicha. The purpose that we have for our darkness is not darkness. The purpose that we have in our darkness is to inspire us, to motivate us, to create some sort of level of injustice and even an internal rage to say, this can't be, there's something wrong, we have some place we need to get to. We have to strive, we have to work hard, we have to find inner strength, we have to be motivated to move elsewhere, upward, closer back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and back to his avodah. From the nefilah, in a deeper aspect, the deeper the nefilah is the seeds of the brightness, of the tshuva, of the hope, of moving forward, that we're beginning in this process, in our yearly cycle. And with those thoughts, I want to turn our attention to the end of Test Zion. The question once again is, after we've seen, after we go through many psukim that depict so vividly destruction and pain and suffering, and then there's this word lama. Lama rag shugayim. Why? What's this about? What are we supposed to get from here? How are we supposed to understand this? How are we supposed to grasp this? And there's at that point, I think, there's a change in the tone of the kina. And we say, Yishulchum be'eretz utz v'shalosh spinos, that when the children were moved by boat to indescribable horrors, it says, Yishivenim shivu kaval b'nivchei yam. They cried out Hashivenu. There was the beginning, there was the seeds of tshuva, of longing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, take us back. And it says not just Hashivenu, but similarly as it says the Yam, the way out to the Yam, the Vichayam, referring to the Jewish people when they left Mitzrayim. And they went through Kriyas Yamsuf. There was a certain awakening, there was the earliest seeds of awakening. The next, Peshitful Atzmam Yachad Din Pol Goyam. There was a unity, there was this identity of the group, of the difficulties. And once again, the Peshitful Atzmam Yachad, this bonding that they had. Shir V'Sishpachos Shoru Pa'al Yam. The shiurus and shishpachos, this is a time that a person would think about shiurus and shishpachos, and the answer is yes, because from the disintegration of the seed, so is the beginning of the turnaround. Kiolech haragnu kimetzulus yam, in a sense that although we were killed and destroyed, but alecha, it's for you, there's a purpose behind this. And with the moments when they were coming to the deepest depths of despair, despite all of this, we didn't forget you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is the awakening of an understanding, of a focus, of getting close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There was a tikvah again. There's a hope. Aspirations were welling within. From the moments of the darkest despair, the titva began to ignite. Ubas kol ishma uru lama sishon. And a bas kol comes out and says, awaken. There's hope for the future. At the moment that we can break this complacency and we appreciate that where things are not always, aren't where we're supposed to get to, at that moment there's the hope of reawakening, of removing removing ourselves from the slant, from the sleep, from the slumber, while at Tishan, and there's a hope that we'll be able to move forward and to be able to utilize all of the difficulties that the Jewish people as a whole and as individuals, as a prat, have experienced personally in our times and historically throughout the generations and the generations of the Jewish people. We should be able to find that switch, to find that lama, to find that point of what's it all about, and the answer is to break our complacency,